The local tourist organization Kochevia and the Starogard Gdańsk Town Hall invite you to listen to a story of a town that existed 120 years ago. Imagine we are walking back in the 19th century. Just like in those days, Starogard is full of life. Strolling along its streets and watching the local residents, we find ourselves at the corner of Kanawowa and Tchevska Street, where the Wichert family palace is located. Just stop for a moment and listen to the tales of this and other nearby buildings, and the stories behind the creators of that industrial empire and the past owners of the mills. The palace of the Wichert family was built in 1893, when the city's industry was flourishing. The building was erected by Francis Wichert, who was the first owner of the mill. He bought it at around the second half of the 19th century and modernized it. Francis then built another mill that resembled one from his hometown. Over the years, the company grew and more functional buildings were erected, which, for example, included modern workshops. The Wichert family have also been the owners of the building's own railway siding, which was used to freely transport their grain and flour. For generations, interesting anecdotes have been told about the tastes of Wichert Senior. It is said he enjoyed walking to the nearby villages, Ovid and Kolinch, to glance at how the work was being carried out in the mills. After taking a stroll, he liked to spend time among his collections. He had a large collection of works by Polish painters. There were also unexpected duties. It is an interesting fact that the city's authorities gave his company a very important task, which was ensuring that the Wierzyca River was stocked with fish. In 1903, the company was taken over by Wichert's descendants, who also contributed to the growth of the family business. They manufactured Luluxus and Perła Pomorska flowers, well known across Poland. Also, because they acquired a German license, they were able to produce dietary bread. Sadly, the Wichert name was disgraced in Kochevia. One of their descendants participated in the Nazi crimes committed in the Szpęgowski Forest. The last of the Wicherts left Starogard Gdański in 1945. The palace was expected to serve two roles, to represent the family and provide it with a residence. It is therefore divided into two sections. In 1945, it became the property of the town. For many years, it was used as housing for the employees of the state-owned mill. Renovation of the mansion was only carried out in 1997, after a fire. Currently, it is privately owned. We started with a brief historical overview, and although it is very interesting, there are even more interesting things to come. Dear visitor, pay attention to the architecture of the residence, which to this day stands out among the buildings in Starogard. The eclectic structure represents the richly decorated Neo-Renaissance style. The outline of the building resembles the letter L. The plant motif is ubiquitous here, seen, for example, in the ornaments above the rectangular windows. Carved female faces are an interesting element of this window decor. The windows are separated by pairs of Corinthian-style columns, the cores of which are also decorated. The abundance of ornamentation, even on the front doors, immediately moves everyone's attention to the mansion. The mansion is designed on a regular symmetrical plan, typical of the neoclassicist style. The roof of the 19th century mansion is flat, and ceramic vases on the pedestals have been placed on its edges. From Kanawowa Street, the real eye-catchers are the sculptures of five women who stand out on the white facade of the building. They probably each represent one of the five virtues. These figures have been partly reproduced with the greatest of accuracy. The Wichert Palace is most spectacular when night falls, at which time it is illuminated. The view of the mansion is simply breathtaking. To the left of the palace is the older part of the structure, erected in 1882. Unplastered, built from red brick, and used for office and business matters. It was the heart of the Wichert family business. The entry gate resembles an ancient triumph arch, which is also adorned by plant motifs. There are caryatids, or statues resembling women, placed on both sides of the gate. Right next to the mill canal with a water sluice, a large series of mills was lined up, now in ruin, due to fire and the devastation that the former property of the Vihar family endured. Now, gazing at these old walls, it is hard to imagine what used to be the lively old industrial empire that employed over 300 people. Ironically, these walls remind us about the 19th century industrial development of Starogard Gdańsk.